This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Oxford University says the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine trials in the United States have proven the shot to be 79% effective against the virus. Oxford said in a press release Monday that the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and highly effective. The latest adding to previous trial data from the United Kingdom, Brazil, and South Africa, as well as real-world impact data from the United Kingdom. Several European countries had recently stopped using the AstraZeneca vaccine because of reports that the vaccine was associated with blood clots in vaccine recipients. The European Medicines Agency, however, had recently found that the vaccine was safe and effective in the battle against the coronavirus. The U.S.'s Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee will now publicly debate the evidence behind the shots before the agency decides whether to allow emergency use of the vaccine. Guy Brice Parfait-Colela, the main challenger in the Republic of Congo's presidential election, has died of COVID-19. A spokesman for Colela's campaign says the 61-year-old candidate died Sunday as he was being evacuated from Brazzaville to France for treatment. Colela was too ill to participate in a final campaign rally Friday, 2 days before the election. He recorded a video from his hospital bed Saturday, holding an oxygen mask, declaring that he was battling against death, but urging his supporters to stand up and vote for change. Sunday's election was the second time Colela had challenged incumbent President Denis Sassou Nguesso, having finished second in the 2016 election. This is VOA News. Anti-coup protests broke out again across Myanmar early Monday as popular acts of defiance against the military junta continue. The protests go on, despite the regime's violent and increasingly deadly pushback. Hundreds of demonstrators marched along a main road in Mandalay before dawn, many of them doctors, nurses, students, and other medical personnel wearing white coats, repeating a similar demonstration carried out the night before. Myanmar has been in turmoil ever since the military jailed de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other members of the democratically elected civilian government on February 1st. At least three people were killed Sunday in violent clashes between police and civilians. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners activist group said nearly 250 people have been killed since the coup. A protest in the West England city of Bristol against new policing legislation descended into violent clashes that left at least 20 police officers injured, two of them seriously. Britain's Interior Minister has condemned the protest, which started Sunday afternoon and ran through to the early hours of Monday. She branded the scenes, which also saw several police vehicles damaged, as unacceptable. What started as a peaceful demonstration turned violent after hundreds of protesters descended on the new Bridewell police station. Many who attended the protest on College Green in the heart of the city were wearing face masks and carried placards saying, "Say no to UK police state." The European Union is imposing sanctions on four Chinese officials accused of responsibility for abuses against Uyghur Muslims. EU foreign ministers made the move Monday, targeting a number of alleged human rights offenders in several countries. China's EU envoy has suggested that Beijing will retaliate. China at first denied the existence of camps for detaining Uyghurs in the northwest region of Xinjiang, but it now describes them as centers to provide job training and re-educate those exposed to radical jihadist thinking. Officials deny all charges of human rights abuses. The U.S. city of Miami Beach, officials in the state of Florida are extending an emergency 8 p.m. curfew for at least another week. Sunday's decision by city commissioners comes after days of intense partying where unruly crowds gathered by the thousands on South Beach, fighting in the streets and destroying property or ignoring COVID-19 orders. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka.